The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all proudly brought to you by BetMGM. It's Gil Alexander, it's Kelly Bidlin. And we didn't do our pro tip of the hour last hour, Kelly. We should probably get to that. Our pro tip of the hour, which has to do with that interceptions prop that we sent out earlier. If looking at betting most interceptions market, make sure to map out which quarterbacks will likely be playing to the final weekend. That sounds pretty pretty straightforward and basic, because it really is true. Davis Mills not even starting right now.
Right.
And he's priced third in that market. Matt Ryan appears to be entrenched in that lineup. But there are some long shots there, too. Kirk Cousins, 12-1. I think there's some value.
I worded this poorly. Playing through the final weekend.
What did you say here?
Something doesn't make any sense at all.
Make sure to map out which quarterbacks will likely be playing to the final weekend.
Yeah,
That's right. Then they stop short. That's right. That's your pro tip of the hour. You can find them all at VSiN.com. All searchable right there. At least 20 a day, by my math, right here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We get tweets at Beating the Book. This is from Master of Puppets. Kelly, he says, be careful with that Browns pick, buddy. I added, buddy. A rusty Watson versus a team that'll be more motivated than ever to win. In fact, I would say this is Houston's Super Bowl. Houston wins straight up. Thank me on Sunday. You're not really making that play, are you?
I'm not. No, yeah. I'm not making that play. That was all hypothetical if I was in that survivor situation.
That's correct.
It's not a bet I'm making. I would say they are a teaser candidate for me this week, Gil. But I still haven't done anything with teasers. We talked through them yesterday, but I still haven't made any bets on that on either one of those.
This is from Eric Biggio, who's over at William Hill. He says, love sweating these World Cup games along with you guys. Is there any bigger emotional swing than when your team scores only for the damn offside flag VAR check to crush your spirits? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just not normal to the American sense. I mean, we have flags in football, but we know that the flag is there on the ground, so we're like, oh, flag. Here you have to, like, wait a beat or two. You're like, oh.
My favorite thing still is not, like, we're all experts. It's like we don't watch soccer at all.
Clearly offsides.
We're all experts. Totally offsides. I know the rule. Come on. We don't even know what a catch is in the NFL.
Right now, two halftimes going Croatia and Belgium, 0-0 at the half in one Group F game. And then in the other one, 3-1, Morocco over Canada. So if these scores were to hold, Morocco and Croatia would advance. But Morocco would win the group, Kelly, sadly.
Who?
Morocco would win the group. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Unscripted with the Crack Man, Bill Krakenberger.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dramatic intro.
In the house.
Oh. Bill Krakenberger, everybody. I'm Bill Crackman with the K. Schwitzen.
Yeah.
Running in here. How you doing?
It's cold today. It's 45.
So you weren't Schwitzen.
You know, I say 45, but then when we were kids, our parents were screaming at us to come in when it was 29.
That's right.
You know?
I always say, I grew up in D.C., and we were like the when it came to snow, or like inclement weather,
right?
We're not nearly as used to it as Bostonians or New Yorkers or anybody. So like, I would joke, like, if the temperature got below 40 degrees in D.C., like in Virginia, we used to say the Fairfax County, Virginia, we'd be like, for God's sakes, get those kids out of school. Like
right.
Everybody would just panic. We're so bad at snow.
And how about the driving? Like you notice here, the driving when it does, because we do get snow like maybe once a year. We'll get a little bit of snow, an inch or two. But sometimes we get four or five. We've had that.
Do you remember that year where the top of the veer was full snow?
Yes,
the
that's strip, right. It was full snow.
Yeah.
Exactly. But then the conditions on the road here, I think the Californians just aren't used to that. Or I mean, not to pick on them, but I mean, just people out and, you know, it's a transitional. It's just people just come from a lot of different places.
You think the conditions on the road here are worse?
Here in Vegas.
Yeah.
The conditions on the road when it even rains or snows.
Oh.
People freak out. You know how bad it is. Now, I mean, the traffic has doubled here in 8 years. I just read that.
Yeah.
So you just picture if it doubled in 8 years and you have a lot of new drivers on the road and a lot of people that aren't used to certain conditions, we only get that once or twice a year, it gets pretty bad.
Well, L.A. sometimes. Drivers specifically noted for not slowing down during inclement weather. Well, you know, the Vegas thing is interesting. I always come from this perspective, which is because you said something where you double double in 8 years. If you're a native Las Vegas person, I don't know, you call them Las Vegans, what do you call them?
Sure.
Native Las Vegas person. You're like, oh, my God, it's so much bigger than it used to be. All these people from out of town, blah, blah, blah. First of all, if you come from out of town, from a bigger city, you're like, it's still like 2.3 million people. Relax.
Right.
But from their perspective, And at the same time, they're thrilled about their real estate going up as well. So they can't have it both ways.
Sure.
Right? The reason that your real estate is because everybody's coming here.
You know, it just doesn't, I don't know anywhere else in the country, though. I pretty much travel around to a lot of places throughout the year. I don't know many places that have so many yellow, orange cones out, construction crew,
different
warnings without the construction crew being there.
Never ending.
So it's just like cones and all into one lane and then nothing going on.
And the projects seem to take long, too. There was that one walkway over the strip by Park MGM that took 2 years to build.
I'm just laughing at you saying that.
It's like it's a walkway.
You're saying,
why is this
the projects take
years?
Too long.
Yeah.
You're all just our guests. Take it easy,
Gil,
Mr. Alexander.
Gil, remember, I think we showed you in the court system. You're just our guest, buddy.
You're all just our guests. Take it easy about how slow we move out here.
That's right. Making friends. That's what I do, Billy.
Just started what laughing.
When is that dang sphere going to get finished?
Yeah, well, that sphere. Can we talk about the sphere for a second?
It looks amazing.
Let's do a little tour.
I heard U2 is going to open it. I don't know.
U2 is going to open
they
it.
They are.
Yes.
Okay, good.
So like Matt Brown was big on this. Every one of those, tiles is a terrible word to call it, but every one of those, every one of those things that they're adding is its own screen.
The oval things that I see on the outside? Oh, yeah.
So that venue. Okay. And is it called the Sphere?
I think so.
Is it an MSG property?
Yes. I think it's the MSG Sphere.
That is going to be the quintessential state-of-the-art concert venue in the history of the world.
Oh, okay. Okay. So there's going to be screens all around you. Maybe
every screen is doing its own thing or can do its own thing. U2 is the opener.
Okay.
Good luck getting tickets to that. You, of anybody, you'll figure out a way to get tickets.
Hey, just pay. You just go to a StubHub or something and pay
like
a sucker.
This is our pro tip of the hour. You pay.
No, I mean, people ask me now about free things and getting things. And can you get Adele tickets?
Yeah.
Adele? I mean, it's the toughest ticket to get in the world right now. You want me to get Adele tickets? That's easier. It's not even like a simple one, like, you know, Penn and Teller or something. Adele, I mean. But people ask the craziest thing, like, all right, we're going to get onto the subject. So I have good contacts throughout town. I help a lot of people, a lot of friends, a lot of family. I've been doing it for decades. It's getting slower and slower for me because I just hate doing it, really. Maybe my niece is coming or something. It's great. My brother-in-law, that's fine. No, he could do me some favor. I don't know. He's a Secret Service agent. He can do something. Anyway, but they come in, it's fine. Now you get secondary tier cousins and aunts and uncles and friends, that you haven't heard from years. And I have a room coming up at the Wynn for someone for free. And if you know the Wynn, that's like my favorite place.
That's amazing.
So the Wynn, and not only that, they get the Tower Suites. They get access to the little room there. They get, so it's a nice thing. You know, they text me the other day. I could show you the text on break and you'll say no way to me. He said, do you have the confirmation number for me, Bill? I said, if you want a confirmation number, you just got to go to Expedia or one of those sites and get one. And then you pay $650 a night on the weekends, and you get one.
I believe
the confirmation number is Bill Krakenberger. That's the confirmation number.
I was just going to say.
Wait till you see the text on my phone. You're going to say, wow, you talk to someone that way that you're friendly with? I was mad. But
no, the first time I met you, this is a true story.
Yeah.
First time I met you, Bill calls me. I've never talked to Bill before in my life. My phone rings. It's Bill Krakenberger. You don't know me, but I'm Bill Krakenberger. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. But I know you, right? So he goes through this whole thing, and he goes, here's what's going to happen. You're going to fly in. You're going to go up to the Gold Nugget. You're going to ask for someone named Rosemary. Then she's going to give you a suite. I'm like, what?
Wow. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. I remember. I thought the same thing.
God.
I'm like, I just asked for a Rosemary. I literally walk into the Gold Nugget. I'm like, is Rosemary here? Sure enough, she was there.
That.
Oh, hell yeah.
And now that you said that, you brought up a portion of my life that was magical. It was imaginary. It can never happen again. I lived inside the Golden Nugget for 3 years.
Yeah.
Up in a suite. Not like there's a rule here and I don't know the exact wording of it, but after 30 days, you can establish residency. You have to check out and, put someone else's name on the room for 48 hours, and then you can go back in. It's a weird rule law they have here. So I had to do that every month. But I lived up in the top, and as long as the owners weren't there, Tim Poster, Tom Breitling, as long as they didn't need that room, or if I moved to a different suite, that was that room I lived in. It was the room that Frank Sinatra and Steve Wynn made a commercial You know, Frank, is that the door? I'm sorry, Steve's at the door. Frank is in the room. Mr. Sinatra, I'm Steve Wynn. I run this place. And Sinatra folds up $20 and gives him and says, make sure I get enough towels. He tells Steve Wynn. And the background, everything in that room was exactly the same. The statues, the bar, the table, the piano, the outdoor jacuzzi still there up on the 18th floor. It was a sick time. And I could say it now. I hope we're in the statute of limitations. I literally put anyone I want in the place. I just went downstairs to Rosemary. Yeah. She's since retired, 30-some years there. And Rosemary had her approval from the owners to help me out with anything. So, therefore, I put people in the – I must have put sometimes 3, 4, 5 rooms for free. Just come on in.
Yeah.
I don't know if I even gave you a meal or something, too. Like, I had RFB ability.
You did. You put me up in a suite. Yeah. And literally, you're like, then I'm going to pick you up. It's – and then we're going to go for a ride. Literally, Bill's in the passenger seat, I think. No, maybe you were driving. And it was like, there was a dude named Jimmy and Vinny in the car as well. And there was one, I went, you know, automatically to the passenger seat. They go, no, you're in the back.
That's my guy.
That's my first time meeting
First time you're in the back, pup.
I'm like, what's happening?
You're lucky you're not in the front. In the front seat, you know.
Oh, that's bad news.
You might have been sent for. You don't even know. Hi, Carlo.
By the way, your story is much better than mine. I lived at the Hard Rock, and instead of like Sinatra, mine was like previously inhabited by Ron Jeremy. It wasn't quite as awesome.
There every year, okay?
Yeah, it's like horrible things found in the seat cushions. It's awful. But what a time it was.
It was just a time. So yeah. Anyway, but I got you. So I get some more free room. I know we're going to break. And, you know, they start questioning you. I mean,
I don't think they're questioning you. They're just not.
They're not used to unconventional.
They're
not used to things like this.
Yeah.
Not used to the earth.
Scores remain the same. 2-1 Morocco. 0-0 Belgium, Croatia. Coming back. Numbers Game Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The VSiN Cyber Monday deal has been extended. Sign up today to become a VSiN Pro subscriber, and you'll get a daily recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests. Tools like our betting splits that let you see where the money and bets are moving every game. Deep dive daily betting reports, plus our upcoming College Bowl and Super Bowl betting guides. New VSiN Pro annual subscribers get a $30 credit to the VSiN store. The VSiN store, a great place to shop for VSiN sports betting hats, shirts, mugs, and other great gear. Hurry, though, it's an extended Cyber Monday offer, and it won't last long, so sign up now for the perfect sports betting holiday gift at vsin.com/subscribe. Kelly, we need a goal.
Yeah, we do.
For Croatia to win this group, to have a shot at winning this group.
We have the official announcement. The college football playoff will expand to the 12 teams. That has been made official for 2024-2025. Would you like the Bulls and how this is going to work?
So yes.
Quarterfinals in 2024, Fiesta, Peach, Rose, and Sugar. Semis will be played at the Cotton and Orange Bowl, the final in Atlanta. In 2025, the quarters will be Cotton, Rose, Orange, Sugar, Semis, Fiesta, and Peach, the final in Miami.
But the first few games then, because there's 12 teams, right?
I think they're
so
they're,
those are at the home team venues.
Correct.
Gotcha. And then it shakes out like that afterwards. How about that, Bill? How do you feel about this? So from a betting standpoint, college football, not next year, but the year after now, we're going to a 12-team playoff. So let's do the old tried and true conversation. If the Super Bowl is king, obviously globally the World Cup, which is what we're watching now and betting, is king. But here domestically, the Super Bowl as a singular event has the most handle, period. March Madness collectively, right, over time rivals that if you put all the days together. Where will the college football playoff now with 12 teams, if you add them up collectively, where will that end up, do you think, handle-wise, in that ranking?
There's only a few games to choose from, and it's not like, well, I say a few. How many is there, 12 Saturday?
These are conference championships.
Oh, is that what you're talking about?
No, we're talking about
championship.
So 2 years from, so right now it's four teams in the playoff.
Right.
And next year will be four teams again.
Playoffs. I didn't even hear you. Sorry.
So now, 2 years from now, it's going to be 12 total teams.
Right.
Four play-ins.
I get you.
Quarters, semis.
I mean,
if you add all those games up, so what are we talking? We're talking 11 games, I guess that means.
Right.
Does that exceed the Super Bowl?
Yeah, you know, anything that has more games, more choices, more bookmakers have to look at something, slowing them down a little bit, I'm all for. So... But the volume, does it exceed the Super Bowl? Between all the games, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think between all the games, I'm sure. Sure. I was more thinking that, too. Like, people were saying earlier, I was on a show earlier, believe it or not, the East Coast show, and they were saying about how much volume will be on this Saturday compared to normal Saturdays. Don't be surprised. This is the, like, you know, these are still, I know they're not the, some of the early games aren't maybe the best games, but there's, you know, there's Georgia, LSU, there's some old games in there, even though the spreads are big, Clemson, North Carolina. I think there's going to be some, you know, there's nothing to bet on. They will find things to bet on. This is it. So,
though I do worry about that a little bit, that opinion, because let's take a couple that you mentioned, Georgia, LSU, and Michigan, Purdue. The motivational aspects of those is sketchier than it would be. In other words, yes, do they want to win their conference championships? Sure. But in the case of LSU, it doesn't mean a possible trip to the college football championship. And in the case of Georgia and Michigan, it probably doesn't mean they're eliminated if they lose. So it's a couple of those are tough to bet on, I would say. Kelly, you have something?
No, I'm just reading more about this. So the first round of the playoff in 2024 will take place the week ending Saturday, December 21st, at either the home field of the higher-seeded team or at another site designated by the higher-seeded institution.
In case there's a conflict at their...
Yes. Yeah, I don't know.
What round is that? Which part?
That's for the opener. That's for the opener. The first round.
Yeah, the first.
You'll have 12 versus 5, 11 versus 6, 10 versus 7, 9 versus 8.
The play-in games, if you will.
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting. So anyway, that's on the horizon. Why it hasn't happened sooner? Well, college football moves at a glacial pace.
Yeah. Let's talk about tonight's game a little bit.
Please.
This game is just everyone's betting New England. I mean, this game just went down. There was a couple 5.5s on the screen. They're down to 3.5 now. It was hit at 5. It was hit at 4 yesterday. I'll tell you, I don't know. To me, it looks like if this gets down to maybe a 3-20, maybe the favorite's the way to go here. You know, when that happens, by the way, that happens in a lot of different situations, especially in collegiate sports. Well, one side's the right side, but it gets hit by so many groups. And then the squares chase the steam, and now it's overmoved so much. The other side's the play also.
Are you involved in this yet?
No. No, I noticed, and someone just texted me. And,
You think you will be if it goes to 3?
Listen, living in Las Vegas, we have advantages people don't have. Even though there's gaming mostly nationwide now, we have places that you can grab a half a point on certain teams against marquee teams. So normally it would be the other way around in a situation like this. You'd be able to maybe grab New England back going to 4 because all the public money's coming in on Buffalo. But Buffalo's been exposed a little bit to the public. They now they know that this is a more of, we've been saying it all year, the parity in the league and stuff. So I think these teams that were more considered marquee teams, you know, there really is no standout. I'll tell you one thing. I'm going all over the place here, but I would not be betting futures on, like, Buffalo at 4-1, Kansas City 4-1 to win the Super Bowl. No way.
No way.
No way.
Too short.
It's way too short, but that's what – when you're playing that type of a pool where there's multiple choices and you just think automatically, oh, that's nice, I get back 6-1 or I get back 10-1. Well, listen, the real true odds should be – more towards 1.5 or even 2x of that. So,
are you someone that plays a lot of futures, generally speaking?
If I do shop books, I have much less. If you go into that type of pool, it's a double-digit hold, and I don't mean 10%, 20%, 30% holds, 40% holds. But if you search, if you have so many different outs that you can find, you know, 10-1 somewhere and 15-1 and then 20-1, yes, I absolutely do. We'll play futures.
I'm glad. So let's just seize on this point for a second. Isn't for those who are new to sports betting or newish to sports betting, isn't that the simplest way for them to tip the scales towards themselves to be successful at this? Simply price shop. So in other words, no handicapping.
Yeah.
No opinions. No nothing about anything. Just a simple comparison of books. Let's take a futures book like that. If you can find those differences, start there. That's not a terrible place to start in this.
Yeah, no.
Very simple.
That's a starting point. It's simple. Yes. You don't have to know much.
Yeah.
You know, I said it on Action, and people questioned me and said, What do you mean you can't name 15 players in the NFL? Well, now I can. I'm hosting a Fox show that is NFL. So,
now,
of course.
Now
but
okay,
but
yes.
In general, though, you don't have to know 15 players. You have to have screens. You have to have analytics. You have to have some numbers. You really don't have to know too much to start. That's a great starting point. Again, I don't – I would rather bet regular season wins over under than, to win the Super Bowl at plus odds. The regular season wins, and now that you know these other sports books, they put them up every single week. Every week, they put up regular season wins after the Monday night game, and they also put up lines and look ahead lines every week still. So you could bet like right today, you can bet week 18 if you want, week 17.
Regular season wins, something that didn't exist until 1989 when Jimmy Vaccaro, on a whim, because some big Dallas Cowboys fan came in here and said, so they were terrible at the time. Troy Aikman, I want to say his rookie year or second year, whatever it was, and he was like, "How many wins do you think they'll have this year?"
Right.
And Jimmy thought about it. He goes, "Well, let me get back to you. I'll make you a number." And he said 5.5. By the way, they went 1-15 that year.
Wow.
They beat Washington on a Sunday night. I'll never forget it.
That is how win totals started.
That is how win totals. So something we take for granted.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Numbers game proudly brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. And don't forget, as always, betting splits available at VSiN.com. Betting splits. Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data. Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? The betting splits page.
Split bets.
There you go. It's updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public's betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits. Yet another way that VSiN is here to make you smarter, better year round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com.
Hey, I don't know what my actual lead in line is, okay? I just know my cadence, your cadence. Okay?
I kind of threw you off there. That was my bad. This is we get tweets at Beatty the Book. Always appreciate it. This is from Kenny G. Morning, Gil, Bill, and Kelly. I'd love to sit with you both and have you tell stories that you guys can't tell us on the air. Great show as always. Oh, we got stories. Corey Henderson, 775. Gil, I found a way to lose both my Survivor entries, having 10-point leads in the fourth. Jets at Browns, week two. Ravens choking at the Giants, week six. Looking forward to playing next year. Oh, Corey, I'm right with you, man.
Yeah, it sucks.
It never ends well. By the way, Romeo Lukaku, off the post.
Off the post. And then had a header, it looked like, that he missed as well. But I think the ball was out of bounds already.
Through your vast soccer knowledge.
That's right. My cynical and vast soccer knowledge.
Romelu Lukaku, I should say.
Rooting hard for a Croatia goal.
We need a Croatia goal or a Canada goal. That would also do the trick.
Oh, that does the trick as well?
Yeah, because then Croatia would win on goal differential, if I'm not mistaken. If they both end up in ties, Croatia would win in goal differential. So
yeah, because right now they're tied in goal differential.
Right now they would lose the group. You're killing me. Right now they would lose. This Kelly's Waterloo. These World Cup tiebreakers. Right now Morocco would win it outright.
Okay.
And they, in theory, have a one-goal edge. So that's why we need either a tie in the Morocco-Canada game or a victory for Croatia.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right.
For now, I've got it.
Oh, another post? Oh, that's a different game. All right.
Did you guys talk about, I'm sure, about the USA and the sportsbook's liability? It was all USA money in the sportsbooks in town and in general.
In the game against Iran. Yeah.
Right. Saying it right? I'm not one insulting nobody. Iran?
Iran, that's Iran. Correct.
Yeah, you got it.
You got it.
Yeah, I think I saw MGM.
No, I seen a whole thing about this, Iran.
Yeah,
don't call us that.
Iran. That was the Tyler Adams. That was the, you got to watch out for that Iranian gotcha journalism. But Tyler Adams handled it very well. Very well. Did you see that clip?
No,
I did not. Press conference?
No,
Yeah, they were, the reporter was kind of coming after him for pronouncing the country wrong, mm-hmm. and then was asking basically how he as an African American could live in the United States and be okay with everything that goes on here race wise, as opposed to what they're always talking down about Iran. And Tyler Adams handled it like a captain, only a captain could. And
good for him.
He answered it incredibly well.
Good for him. You had something that happened to you.
Multiple things.
Let me just take the curtain back. Bill texted me something, And he's like, "Call. Do you have some time? Call me." I said, "Will do." And I didn't call you.
It was 48 hours ago. It's not a big deal. I know you have a time limit.
Let me just say this: in my life, I've never not called you back.
No.
What's going on with me?
Candles on the cake.
I don't know what that means. Oh, I'm getting older.
You got on the cake?
I'm getting older. Is that what that means? Candles on the cake. That's probably it.
That's probably okay. It was just I was cashing some money somewhere in town.
Yes,
I went to a sports book. You know, my futures.
Yeah.
College football futures. I was cashing some tickets, and by the way, I told you about the amount off air. I'll say it on there. It was over 10 grand. So, if you're cashing like 18,000 or 15, people say, "Oh no, don't." Don't you cash 8,000 today and 7,000 2 days from now?
No.
No way.
Don't do
just
that.
Just cash. Now, listen, I could have cashed, nine and next week another nine. Just cash the whole. So I don't care about the CTR. It's a currency transaction report.
And by the way, the downside of doing that is then they really flag you. Like you
structuring.
Don't, yeah, you're structuring.
Structuring.
Yeah.
SAR, suspicious activity report.
Yeah.
But it doesn't always happen. I'm just saying they could do that. But CTRs are a part of casinos every day. They have them every single day, even the winter time, every day, weekends, multiples, hundreds of them, casino-wide, statewide here. So it's, big deal. Okay, great. So but that wasn't the purpose. The purpose was of the conversation was, Gil, I just cashed these tickets, and I was going to give the clerk, just to give the clerk $40 or something. It was $18,940. They were so rude. And looked at the tickets and like I said a month and a half ago, I stood up and said, "Oh, this guy won." Like, don't you realize you actually can make money here? Just cash the effing tickets. Just cash it. I mean, really, I want they're looking, put them through, and they got almost the supervisor come over and almost got mad like it was his money.
So we're not talking about the tip. We're talking about just the fact that you won.
I guess so, or the fact that he had to punch a clock today, that day. But even the clerk, they weren't really friendly. They were cold. Like, you live on tips. And a lot of places in town, the supervisors can keep tips, though. You guys live on tips. I mean, I don't know. Like, it just – I'm just sick and tired of that happening. People getting mad when you're cashing tickets. They're mad at their own lives. Maybe it's misplaced. They're just slamming the money on here.
Oh, like, it's a lot of misplaced anger in this world.
But be nice,
though.
You're gonna get money from someone.
Fair to say, this
depending on how nice, I throw you a $100 bill there or something. I don't care.
Fair to say, this would not be at one of the usual suspects. This was a place you wouldn't expect that. Yeah,
a place I probably wouldn't expect it. But yeah. I mean, it's just it's their loss. My money and go. That's it. But anyway, that's something that we all face in the casino. I know, no matter what, though, it could be over, $110 or $400 or $1 million, whatever it is. The cage, it depends on their moods and stuff. But they work on tips; they live on tips. But people are entitled to have a bad day too. I know that. I know it's a tough. Let me tell you something. Dealing with like horse bettors and stuff, and if a guy comes up with a $2 parlay, yeah. Nine teams, and yeah. One team already started. Like it's tough. It's a tough job they have. Let me tell you, I'm all for the tellers and the supervisors and the books. Then you have upper management that wants to yell at the director when they lose for a week or talk down. And how can this be possible? We're a casino. There's a lot of stress on a lot of different levels in the casino business. So I know that, but we just talk about things that happen, and there we go.
What you said there were multiple things you wanted to talk about. Was there something else as well?
Not right now.
No.
I'll find something.
Okay.
Yeah, it's unscripted.
As someone who goes back and forth between Nevada and New Jersey quite often.
Yes.
And obviously, we haven't talked about this in a while, but Nevada with, how can we put this, limited options, right?
Right.
In terms of what you can bet.
Yeah.
Elsewhere, many, many options.
Oh, yeah. Much, much more.
And you have found that experience to be, because obviously the counter argument, right, that we hear from some is, oh yeah, but then you're not allowed to, but then they limit you on stuff.
They do.
Okay, they do. Right.
Yeah.
But what percentage of bettors ultimately get affected by that? More and more, right? But,
yeah, everyone knows. The sharp guys knows way around it.
They know their ways around it.
Yeah. We're putting it in like cryptic terms. They're bearding in.
Yeah.
So, I listen, DraftKings, FanDuel, all you got big sports books, BetMGM, literally every single book that, if they do limit you, I'm not saying they all do, by the way. I'm allowed to go to the counter and bet pretty sick amounts of money at FanDuel and DraftKings. So, there's ways around it. You have to start betting in person, but all those sports books, you know, people beard in. People are going to beard in and find out who you are. People are going to beard in, and then you're going to try to find out who they are. But now you don't know that it's a Bill Krakenberger betting on the app. You have to literally, it's Bill Krakenberger betting for somebody else or something like that. And by the way, I don't do that because I'll tell you why. I find it really hard to trust people. You're getting into numbers where, you know, someone says, hey, Crack, I could play here, and you can't play here. I could play here. We could make money together. I don't know you. Like, yes. I don't know you good enough. Yeah. I had a guy on Twitter the other day saying, hey, I'm one of the guys that's alive in the pool, and he's a very nice guy. I haven't got back to him yet, but I will.
Here's my follow-up to that, though.
Yeah.
Are you surprised that after all this time, and it's been years now, right? PASPA was ruled unconstitutional in 2018. Are you surprised that Nevada still doesn't have the offerings, the menus?
Shocked. Not surprised.
Shocked, right?
Are you kidding
me? Like, after all this time.
Has DraftKings and FanDuel's been open? There should be a spot here for that.
Well, but that's the thing. It's its own ecosystem, and so they don't feel that competition, and so they just do what they do. But are you amazed that no one, I guess, you know, Boyd, and there's limits there, for sure, right? But, like, they're the only one that sort of, like, that even splinters out with some markets. But it's just so, you know, in terms of it's so narrow in what is offered.
It is.
And people just like to bet on random stuff.
Yeah.
Even if it's for small amounts of money, they actually like that.
I think every one of these casinos, that every one of these sports book companies in Las Vegas, Nevada, they should have kiosk. The kiosk betting, it's new people come up, they're betting their fives and tens. They're looking, oh, I can bet, you know, over under first yards, first touchdown, whatever it may be. I think everyone should do that. And once they do that, they'll see the volume they get on those little bets. Well, they have them here at South Point. And I guess the BetMGMs have them around town, right? The MGMs have them. But it's nothing like back east. Foxwoods has 150 kiosks throughout the casino. FanDuel's got a ton of them at Mohegan Sun. They really know how to do it over there. They really do. So, I mean, eventually we'll get there.
Bill Krakenberger is his name, at Bill Krakman with a K on Twitter. Wise Cracks is the name of the podcast. We'll wrap it up on the other side. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets. It's never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app, featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. Planning a trip to Vegas? Well, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resorts located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program, including exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager with BetMGM. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to take advantage of BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's Gil Alexander. It's Bill Krakenberger, Kelly Bidlin. The same scores in the 85th and 86th minute, respectively, in these two Group F games in the World Cup, with everything on the line. Morocco beating Canada right now 2-1. If that holds and the Croatia-Belgium game ends up in this 0-0 tie, Morocco will win the group, and then Croatia would advance as the second-place team. But Belgium, very much alive as well, they need to win. If they win, if they go up 1-0 and that holds, Belgium would advance as the number two team, and Croatia would be eliminated. So Belgium has just been peppering.
Was that Lukaku again?
Lukaku's right in the middle there.
Yeah, he just had another chance that he missed.
Yeah, he was our golden boot guy 4 years ago.
Had a good game.
Didn't quite get there.
Come on, Croatia!
So much still on the line, and again, with this World Cup, the big thing has been massive amounts of added time. So we could still be about 14 minutes away.
Why don't
from
they
this.
Tell you the added time?
There should be a 30 for 30 about this.
Oh.
There really should.
It's
because why is there more this World Cup? I thought I heard this from someone early on that in the other club events, they don't properly keep track.
Yes, they decided for this World Cup. They decided that they were really going to hold it literal to the amount of time that was wasted with injuries or whatever.
So good to know that if you've had bets in the past on soccer matches, that maybe you thought ended a little early. Like, they probably did.
Oh, they did. Or all, you know, how bettors are. They only remember when it went against. So it's like, oh, my God, really 9 minutes of, you know. So these are like 6 minutes and 7 minutes. Some have gone 9 minutes or 10 minutes of added time. So even though we're in the 87th and 88th minute, respectively, expect a whole bunch of added time here. I would imagine.
I really don't have a problem with the sport. It's something I would bet more often probably, Gil, if it was, you know, if the big-time soccer was on while we were, you know, awake and active.
Kelly's but, like, I would bet this more if I understood the tiebreakers.
But my one problem with this is I don't know how you bet a sport that you don't know how actually how much time you have in it.
That's the thing.
It's the one thing I got a big problem with still.
How about the NBA? We talked about college football in the playoff. See, Adam Silver is speaking of soccer. So soccer, like European sports fans are used to, you know, the Premier League or whatever their national league is, Bundesliga, La Liga, whatever, throughout Europe, they're used to their seasons having concurrent events, right? So like the FA Cup all of a sudden sprouts up in the middle of their seasons. Adam Silver in the NBA really intent on having a mid-season tournament like we're soccer in Europe. How do you think the American sports fan is going to get into that?
I don't know. I think they might be more accepting than you would think. I think it's an interesting idea.
But the NBA players who are already on like load management, they're not going to be like, I'm not playing in this game.
I mean, that's the problem.
I'm going to get hurt.
I don't think you got to convince the fans. I think you got to convince the players. Because what happens if you set up a mid-year tournament like that and then half the big names sit out?
Well, that's what I mean.
I mean, there's financial incentives and stuff. That's all going to be a part of it.
Well, it's all money-driven. That's the whole point of any of it.
And no, I'm saying, but for the players and stuff, players and teams.
They're going to have to restructure their contracts to like give them incentive to play in these, I guess. And then the regular season will go from 82 to 80 games in the process.
Yeah,
that's
it's
like one concession back.
I'm one of those guys, I don't need anything to change. I watch the association every single night. I like betting the regular season like I bet it. I guess I understand what some, you know, vast majority of NBA fans out there, they don't really watch till the playoffs start. So this is an idea by the NBA to get them more involved earlier on in the regular season.
All right. Unscripted with the crack, man.
I'm going to read something when you guys are done watching the soccer.
Oh, hi. No, please. Go ahead.
Welcome back
sorry.
To
we're just updating things, Bill.
No, I know. Yeah. So let's talk about the Survivor contest.
Please.
Well, for one, I was here last week, and we had the scenario worked out where if these big dogs lose outright, and then you know, my buddy has Washington under my name, where we have Minnesota Thursday, then we had Washington and got through again, luckily on Sunday, and Washington on Sunday
interception could've with less than a minute left,
So most of the people went through, but situationally there. Boy, if Detroit knocks out Buffalo there, which they definitely had a big chance to do,
we lose
more than half the pool.
Yeah.
And then you had the rest. Literally, Dallas losing at six at halftime. The Giants beating them by six at halftime. I mean, what a situation that would have been. Now it's so tough. Now it's so impossible. Now, I mean, you're 73-1.
The whole thing's impossible.
71-1.
So let me ask you. So you're half invested in one of these entries.
Well, I'm not actually. To be real blunt, this guy put up his own money and he wanted his own entry. So I have plenty of entries, and you know, go ahead.
But you're financially.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Invested in this?
I didn't put any money up for that portion of the entry, but I'll be getting a good portion back.
Okay, so you're super.
It's under my name. I told him. Yeah.
You're super nonchalant about this, though.
I am.
Yeah, you are. Is that because?
Yeah, but what do you get? Let's say he wins $1 million.
Yeah,
he split six ways.
Yeah.
What
is there more than just you and him?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. What's the right number to give someone? It's under my name. I handle the tax portion of it, and what kind of a bone do I get?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, so that's why you're nonchalant, because there's no specific agreed upon compensation.
Yeah, he had three entries left 2 weeks ago. I mean, literally 3 weeks ago. And I was telling him, you know, like, hey, have fun. Go out and party. And don't worry. He's 70 years old.
So
party it up. I hope you don't make it to Vegas.
Your contribution to this, if not financial, was what? I'm just trying to clarify.
Just one of my best friends.
Just one of your best friends.
Yeah. Put the entry. He wanted some entries, and I put them under my name.
You're doing the proxy portion of this.
Correct. But they're under my name.
Okay.
I mean, you know,
gotcha.
He didn't come out to Vegas.
But, I mean, that's a whole nother
anyway,
subject.
Listen, it's impossible now. It really is. I looked at I really put some time into this for him. And, you know, he doesn't want my input on a lot of things because he does. And I don't want to give it to him because when you give someone advice and if it loses, they're always going to hold against for the rest of their life.
People ask me on Twitter all the time, hey, well, who should I go with Survivor? I'm like, I'm not answering.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not answering.
Yeah, yeah. But speaking of which, someone
If he wins $6 million, yeah. how much do you think would be appropriate to give you, Bill? What would make you whole? What would make you happy?
$1 million.
A million.
Yeah.
He's done everything except for putting them in, and you want a million.
Yeah. It's under my name.
Oh,
are you
no.
kidding me?
this is going to get ugly.
Oh, yeah. I get a million.
I can't imagine a conflict.
We'll send this portion to him right now. I get a million.
Oh, no.
I'm the one handing you the money, pal.
Oh, jeez.
Don't forget where you are out here, buddy.
I'm almost rooting for this, for the conflict that ensues.
When you asked the question in my mind, I was like, I think like 15%, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Money, but this guy won't quabble. I'll actually start at $1.5 million.
Wait a minute.
I'll start at 25%.
He's made all the picks, yes. But you want a million.
Yeah, 1.5 will settle on a million. I'm the one that's handing the money over.
Well,
you're lucky you get
listen,
that.
Listen, you absolutely should
just
get
kidding.
Something.
It's his money.
That's
but
fabulous.
No, I'm not kidding about the million. I think that's the right number.
Okay.
All right, let's go. So listen, please. Someone DM'd me on Twitter. A nice guy, very nice, big fan of the show. I'm not going to give his name out because I don't want to, you know, hi, Bill, my name is such and so. I listen to you every week on Gil. I'm in the Circus Survivor contest. I'm wondering if you are interested in joining forces or know people who are. We are willing to split or know of if you know of anybody willing to buy a pick or split, please DM me. I'm going to DM you no matter what. I'm sorry it took so long to get back to you. You said, but I don't know the legalities of this.
It's a great point.
In other words, if I – what's an entry worth, 90 or 80 grand?
86 grand currently.
So what's the legalities of – saying, okay, you want 25% of that, like, which is not a good buy. You know, I wouldn't want to buy dollar for dollar. If I get a discount on it, maybe. But then it's under your name. So if you collect the money, like, how am I assured? Nothing against this person, anybody, that of getting the money. So there must be something you can do legally, binding, that this person has a section or a portion or something. Anyway. The entries get to be worth so much money. They get to be worth a lot. It's worth a lot
By
of money
way,
to people.
What about yours?
Yeah.
The tax liability yeah. goes to who of yours?
Me.
The one that you have currently.
Oh. No, I wouldn't mind doing that. I file anyway. I pay quarterly estimated tax. I'm paying taxes.
No, but I'm saying
days.
Between him and you, though, there you have to figure out.
They would be under my name. I mean, I don't think. But can you do that? Can you actually take
that?
But
that's what I mean. So you've got to figure out.
Yeah.
Who's like what percentages of the tax liability?
Well, so I'm saying, could I actually say I gave the money to him? Probably, I probably could legally.
You got to talk to your tax
legal
advisor.
Binding. Yeah, yeah, I have a really good gaming accountant too. Anyway, hope I have the problem.
I hope you have the problem. Exactly.
Yeah.
Pro tip of the hour. Easy place to get a leg up for new bettors. It's just shopping futures prices. It's easy to find major differences often. For instance, my Virginia play, 30-1. It was 16-1 right across the street. Grab the 30-1. It's your pro tip for the hour. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show. All of them searchable at VSiN.com. We have the finals.
We lose in soccer.
Morocco wins the group. Croatia second.